Well, God bless everybody in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. You know, when Barney asked me to share my story, I said, how can I best set the tone for what I have to say? And the theme from Dragnet just kept going through my head. You know that old TV show with Jack Webb and Harry Morgan? It just kept ringing in my mind. So I thought we might have a little bit of fun with the story tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is proof. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Then Jack Webb, he'd say something like, you know, my name is Sergeant Friday, and I carry a badge. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to hear tonight is true. None of the names have been changed to protect the innocent, but to show you how God does go exceedingly above all that we ask or think. My name is Wally, and I have Holy Spirit. This story begins about 5 years ago. I've been having gut problems or stomach problems. It's been a consistent, not a constant pain, very uncomfortable at times, to the point of having to go to the ER. The pain would be so intense, they'd give me a heavy-duty dose of a pain med through the IV. The pain would stop. They would do a CAT scan, but never had a definite answer as far as for what was going on. I've been to the ER probably 6 or 7 times over the past 5 years, and it was always something different. Maybe Crohn's, maybe colitis. Could be diverticulitis, IBS. Once even they said I had kidney stones, but there were no stones to see. They would give me antibiotics for the infection. The pain would go away for a little while. It went away for maybe 6 months, then about every 3 months to weekly. It would last a day, maybe two. I knew something was really wrong, and it was not just one of those things that just happened and go away. I thought a colonoscopy should help to tell what was going on. But because of COVID, my usual checkup, it was put off. I'm about 3 years behind my annual checkup. My mind thought of everything. Cancer, maybe a tumor, some pancreatitis problem, this and that, you name it, I thought of it. After several more visits to my PCP, finally I got a referral to the gastrologist, and we set up a date. The earliest appointment for me to get in there was the 19th of April. They were booked. So I went on a cancellation list. If anybody canceled, I would be called. I received a call a couple of days later, moving my date up to March 18th. I said, thank you, God, because this is now only the beginning of March. Well, the 18th came, and a couple of days before, we were warned of a big snowstorm that was going to hit us. We were advised not to be on the roads on the 18th, be too dangerous. And of course, it wouldn't be too good having all that good prep stuck in me to, you know, get caught in the snow or, you know, be caught behind a snow plow or, you know, things can happen in the snow. I live 22 miles from where I had to be, so we had to cancel. But thankfully, through God, we were able to reschedule for the 24th. I went to my appointment and I met with a Dr. Miller. We talked a little bit and I asked him if he was a believer. He said yes, and he briefly told me about this wonderful Brazilian woman that he was married to that was full of faith. That was just about the extent of that conversation. The procedure went well. It showed scattered diverticulitis. I said, okay, we should be able to manage that, all right. I'll continue to watch my diet. I am very aware of what I eat anyway. I'm very cautious. Well, the problem went away again for about a week. I went back to my PCP. They ran a series of tests. Everything came back okay. Finally, I got a referral back to the gastrologist. Now, this appointment was set for September 22nd. This is now only the beginning of July. I was having issues the night before on the 27th. On the 28th, I was talking to God that morning on the front porch, and I received a phone call, and it was from Dr. Miller's receptionist, asking if I could make it on September 12th. I said, of course. Thank you, God. About a half an hour later, I gets another call asking if I can make it in there tomorrow on the 28th of July. I said, thank you, God. Boy, I was jazzed. So I went to the appointment, and that's when something very special happened. Daniel Wood's wonderful teaching on how God is in the details to really come to light. Dr. Miller checked me out. He did all the usual stuff. He thought I should see a vascular surgeon. So we went to his office, we closed the door, and as he was on his computer, looking up the vascular doctor's name and his address, he looked up at me and said, "I remember you from a few months ago." I said, "That's right, we're brothers in Christ." He stopped. He looked straight in my eyes, and he said, "Can I tell you about my son who committed suicide 12 years ago? It absolutely destroyed my life. My wife had completely given up on him. We ended up getting a divorce. I lost my practice, everything. I got on my motorcycle and I went to Florida. That's where I met the most wonderful Brazilian woman who was so full of faith that she helped me renew my faith in God. I could see the emotion on his face and I asked him if he would like me to pray for him. He said, "Yes, please." So I asked our Father to heal his heart and whatever issues was going on in his life and to bless his hands and whoever he touches in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, he was so overwhelmed, he was crying. And he asked me if I could give him a hug. As we were hugging, I said, "Hey, you want to hear a funny story? Not a ha-ha funny story, but a, hey, that's God kind of funny story." And I told him of my journey up to this point. He realized that it was God that had been working in our lives. As we walked out to his office, he had his arm around my shoulder. We were very happy. He was like a happy, happy guy. Old-time buddies. I'm not quite sure what his receptionist thought. But it was awesome. It was so special. But that's not the end of my story. There's more. It's been about 2 months now, and guess what? I haven't had no pain, none. No symptoms, nothing. That pain has always been there, just nagging at me. It would flare up at times, and that's when I'd have to go to the ER. It was just a nagging pain that you got used to it, I guess. It's the best way to explain it. It's gone. It seemed like it has always there, but it's gone. God healed me that day. I didn't realize it at first, but the next day it hit me. No pain. It had been bothering so much over the years that you just get so used to it, I didn't even realize that it was gone. I can now function like a normal person. I know we aren't normal people as far as the world looks at us, but you know what I mean. God truly does do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And we can all see God in the details as we look back. I'm sure all of us can see how he has worked in our lives over the years. Well, August 23rd was my appointment with the vascular doctor. We met. He had an intern with him. We went over all the usual things. I told him, I said, "Doc, I haven't had no symptoms, no pain since my visit with Dr. Miller." He wanted to look at the CAT scans that were done in the, from the previous ER visits. He didn't see anything of concern, and he asked me, "What do you think's going on?" I said, "God healed me in the powerful name of Jesus Christ." He looked at me kind of puzzled, and he said, in a kind of sarcastic way, "Well, I guess it's better to have his hands on you than a vascular doctor." He and his assistant, they got ready to leave and told me that the exit was to the left. I'm not quite sure what he thought, but I hope that when he goes home at night and he thinks about his day, or when he puts on the TV and listens to the news, he remembers that funny-looking little old happy guy who believes that God actually healed him. Maybe a seed was planted that day. God knows. My point I wanted to make is that God is always there and truly does go exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Psalms 103:3 tells us that he healeth all our diseases and forgiveth all our iniquities. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Well, thank you guys for listening to my story. That's quite an amazing thing that had happened that I wanted to share with everybody. So God bless, and thank you so much.